We're here.
Podcast time times. Today we're talking about Loki. And before I say anything, I just want to admit that I was wrong. I was wrong about the MCU shows choking. I was wrong about the finale being bad. I was wrong about them teasing major villains and me just like saying no. And I was wrong about the show because I was not going to be happy about it because there's another dead character after Black Widow, but they proved me wrong.
You're wrong.
My apologies are done now.
I was only wrong about Kang. Well, I figured it was probably going to be Kang, but I just didn't want it to be. But now that is Kang.
Yeah.
Even if it's not really Kang, but it is Kang.
Also it is. So, yeah, Loki follows the... Because he died. So it follows the from the other Endgame one who escapes and, you know, all that. So, pros. General thoughts. We'll do general.
Good. Very good. Probably, like, the best MCU content I've seen in a while. Well, like, in a while, I'm saying.
That's Far From Home.
Yeah, I mean, Far From Home was amazing. So.
Yeah, so...
You
know, people don't like Far From... Like, some people are not fans of it.
I don't care about those
people. They think it's a teen comedy too much. It's like, that's not important.
Those are the people that think Andrew Garfield's the best Spider-Man. So I don't appreciate their opinion. Okay. Very good show. Just like, overall, just like amazing. Yeah. I feel like this show was like what Guardians was to the MCU back then because it's like new. You know, it's opening the realm to so much more. Like Guardians opened it to like space and like other things, whatever. Cosmonaut kind of talked about it, how Guardians is like a huge risk and it paid off because it was like one of the best MCU movies. And I feel like this is like a huge risk too. And it paid off. Definitely.
It's just interesting to me because I did not think the show would have, I thought this show would have the least impact on the MCU when it had by far the most.
Yeah.
But I thought it was going to have the least because it's like a different version of Loki who's not even the main one we had, but it just like brings a question for me because like if I had to rank the shows, I'd go Loki, WandaVision, Falcon, and I just don't know like why they decided like that this show would be such the pivotal one, you know, like this one changes the entire like format of the MCU completely. Like, yeah. More than probably anything.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like Falcon definitely wasn't going to be that. Everyone thought WandaVision was going to break the multiverse. Well,
I'm glad they did it this way, though.
Yeah, because this show is better than WandaVision. So. I don't know. Going into this show, I didn't really know what to expect just because I didn't really know what it was about really that much. I don't know. I just don't watch trailers for things, like, ever. I just knew it was, like, I knew it was about the Loki that, like, escaped in Endgame. And that was about it.
That's pretty. I watched the trailer, but it, like I didn't know that much. Like I knew that I think the TVA was in. I don't even remember. Like by the time I started, it was a complete surprise to me.
Yeah.
And I like just off the opening. I liked how the beginning scenes of Loki were like the Endgame scenes, but like from Loki's they showed you Loki way more than like that was cool. I thought because it was like different perspective. But
yeah. I think just like from the beginning, the show had a really strong start. Mm-hmm. The first episode was. Pretty good. Wait, I gotta. One sec. I hope this doesn't show up on the. I don't think it will.
Right? I don't see it on this right now. So.
Okay, wait. Where is it? Where would it be? Oh, desktop. Go. Okay, we're good. I had to save. Oh. Okay, we're back. I had to save the other podcast to the thing. Okay. First episode, just like for the premise, I feel like I'm pretty sure I texted you like right after I finished. I was like, dude, this show is gonna be like really good. Just like the premise of him, it didn't even turn out how I expected it to be because I don't think anyone really expected it to be like this. But I was just like, the fact like it's Loki chasing another Loki, like just like that ended with, I don't know, this is good.
There was so much about this show that I love. Like, it kept you on your toes the whole time because it started at first with, like, what's Loki doing in the TVA? Like, that was the start, and it's like, oh, it's another Loki variant. Then you figure out that it's, like, Lady Loki or whatever, Sylvie, the girl at the end of episode 2. It's like, okay, so what's going to happen? Then it shifts in 3 and 4, and it tells you the TVA is the villain. Then 5 and 6, you find out the timekeepers aren't real, and you're trying to find out who's behind. Like, it just kept changing, and but that was good.
I saw an interview with Tom Hiddleston, and I think it was, like, they asked him like what was his favorite Loki episode, I don't remember what he said, but he was just like, all the episodes are so different. Like, and that's so true. Like, all the episodes are like drastically different from each other.
Completely. But the show was able to pull it off because it was so weird, but in like a
Yeah.
good way.
It's good. I liked it.
But this was like, so we talked about like WandaVision. Like, my major thing was, is like, they gave you a ton of speculation and like mystery and intrigue, but they didn't have the payoff, and that's what hurt the
Yeah.
show the most. This show, yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah, I'm on a podcast. Sorry.
Yeah,
No,
like all the
this.
questions that like they set up were answered. But like, well, yeah, they're answered, but then they still left room for second season as they tease at the end.
Yeah, I can.
Cam, what are your thoughts on Loki? Oh, okay, bye.
He liked it.
The ending sucked, though.
Okay, I disagree.
Oh, it sucked. Look how bad it was. I don't know what he's saying. So
Timeline.
far away. I don't know what he said still. Okay.
Okay, let's go.
I
Anyway.
heard WandaVision. That was it. That was literally all I heard.
No, this was, yeah, I mean, it was good type of speculation. That's the only reason I was such a hater about the Kang stuff is because I'd seen it before with Mephisto. I was like, when does this end? And
Yeah.
like,
I feel like everyone was just like done with WandaVision fans
exhausted by
being
it.
like, nah. And then it was like kind of like that with Power Broker, even though that was so obvious. But this one was like, oh, we're doing this again. And like, I don't know. I just didn't know that much about Kang. But I feel like, what's his name? Jonathan Majors, right? I think he did a really good job.
He
Like one
did.
of the best, some of the best acting like in the show, probably.
Yeah.
He was just like a really like the character that they set up, like this character that's been sitting alone like thousands of, I don't even know, like
Yeah,
just
long.
forever. Like he's just like kind of like edgy, like he's on the edge of like kind of crazy, but he's still like funny and like, yeah, I don't know. He's a cool villain.
No, yeah, and like he said he didn't like the finale, but I loved it because I was so happy they didn't go to a final battle. And like
Yeah,
people were like,
dude,
oh, the
awesome.
finale is, it's all talking.
I
Like,
told you, I called it. I was literally like, I don't think they're gonna do a final battle because
I
there's
was
still so much exposition that has to be like said, and that's pretty much what happened.
but like if you have patience and like a desire for like something interesting, like it is so worth it because you literally they're in a room just talking for like 40 minutes, but it's so important and it's so interesting because like I don't know, I liked it a lot.
Yeah, Cosmonaut said like the show is definitely not like fast paced, and I agree. Like it was kind of slow at some points, but it was like fine because I like the characters, I like
Exactly.
going or spending time with them. So it was like,
There's a lot of things that are slow paced and so like Iron Man 3 isn't like exactly the fastest pace, and that movie's pretty good, so I mean.
yeah. I feel like Loki's like it's kind of weird just thinking about how like Loki. This is like Avengers Loki.
And
Like
not the
just
one we're
I don't know. It's just like he was like a psychopath in that movie. Like he was crazy. And like he's kind of like that in the beginning. And then he like pretty much gets his character development that he got throughout the
Yeah,
MCU in
like
like
never.
one episode,
You
pretty
just have to
much.
say yes and nod your head because
Yeah,
you got.
well, I mean, it makes sense because he saw like his whole future and like how his actions affected like people like his mom. And I don't know. Like it made sense, but like also it's like kind of fast, but I don't really care because the show is amazing.
I love what they did with like Sylvie being like his variant too, like because we're talking about like Loki and his development or whatever. But like, it was such a smart way. Like I already said like to you how he's it shows he's a narcissist. Like he literally falls in love with himself, and that's what Mobius says. And then by the end, like he is caught up to the Loki we know. But it shows like his development by contrasting him because he is like he's like I believe this dude. You know, like you got to trust him. Like trust me, I've been backstabbing my whole life, and I trust this dude. And Sylvie did not, and now she's created the multiverse. But it was a really cool way to show his development and how he is as a person. So,
Yeah, I feel like that's like the biggest criticism in the show is like the romance, just because people feel like it's weird that he's like in love with like himself, but also not himself. I don't know. I don't mind it that much just because it makes sense for Loki, and like what you said, like it shows that he's a narcissist and like, but it's also cool to see Loki care for someone else. Like I know he does, like for like he obviously cared for his mother and Thor and like probably his father too, but like. I don't know. It was cool to see him like, show affection for this character.
that's what people have to realize. It's not a true romance. It's to develop him and show like what he's doing, you know? Like nobody actually buys a romance between him and Sylvie. They don't really I don't know. I don't really buy that they're in love, but that's not the point. The point is to show he cares for someone and that, like, what his development. So I don't know. I like that.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's just like, there's so much to talk about, but also like not that much. It's
Yeah. Well, about the actual show, like, because we talked about the characters in Black Widow, I thought, okay, I like the characters that they did well. They did really well. Like, Mobius was awesome. And Kang, or the one, He Who Remains, was awesome. But the Renslayer lady was just all right, I thought.
Yeah.
The only good thing about her was, like, so when they discover that they're variants and that everything they've been working for is, like, fake, like, it shows Mobius. He's like, dude, like, join me, like, Ren's like, we've been betrayed. Don't you want to, like, get back at who did this to us? But she's in denial of it because, like, it's her whole life and that's all she knows. And she's like, like, there has to be a reason. And da-da-da. So that's, I don't know. I thought that was interesting. That was the good part about her character.
Yeah, it was like the two different ways to approach the same problem. It's like Mobius is like, well, I mean, we got to, like, find it out. And she's, like, still blindly following this belief that, like, there has to be a reason that they're doing this. Like, in the end, she kind of was right. But just because Kang, like, yeah. I mean, it's better than what's, like, going to come. For, like, what he warned against.
I mean, us as, like, an audience, like, I didn't know, like, that the multiverse was going to start. Like, I didn't know who to trust. Like, well, maybe Sylvie killing him was the right thing. Like, how are we supposed to know, you know?
Yeah, like, as an audience member, you want her to kill it because you want to see what's happening, obviously. Yeah,
exactly.
But, like, the choice that you would have made is probably, like, the reasonable one would have been not to kill him just because of, like, what could happen. Even though it's, like, it's not tech. I mean, it's like, it's not morally correct, but it's like, it's still probably the right thing to do.
I saw a comment. It was so funny. It was like she's not getting the same hate that Star-Lord got for, you know, like, doing whatever he did in Infinity War, but it's because everyone's so psyched to see what's going to happen now. Like,
yeah, that's true.
Grateful for her. So, yeah.
Everyone is so mad. So I forgot about that.
I know.
That was.
Yeah, but I mean, as the show, like, it was good, and I'm excited for a season two. I just, the only thing I don't know is between now and season two, there's going to be a lot of, like, projects in between, so like, how does that play in? Like, will season two, like, season two will have to play off, like, whatever movies happen, like Multiverse of Madness. Like, season two is going to probably pick up after that, because I think Loki's going to be in that, right? Like, why would he not be?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's just, like, so much to explore now, because there's going to be, like, there has to be so much world building just because, like, there's literally, like, thousands of multiverses now and, like, different variations of each one. It's like movies can take place in any one of them. So Loki, I don't know.
I hope they keep doing this. Like, it's easily digestible. Like, it's complicated, like, ideas, but they make it so easy to process and they, like, lay it out for you pretty well. So,
yeah, like, I get it. Yeah.
And I think the biggest thing is, you know, now Spider-Verse is a little more likely, and characters like Deadpool from, you know, it's a way for them to, you know, get in these universes now, and, like, Venom maybe, like, I don't know, like, it makes me kind of, and Daredevil even, like, it makes me kind of more open to these things actually happening.
Yeah.
Rather than, like, blind fan theories.
Spider-Verse, it's gonna be.
I mean. That, I guess, but now we know why we haven't gotten a trailer for, like, a year, so.
Yeah, they had to wait for, like, everything to be set up.
It's, I don't know, I was happy to see a season two, because for the other two shows, everyone wanted one for WandaVision, I don't know how that would happen. And Falcon and the Winter Soldier, there's rumors for that even, too. It's like, oh, why not explore more adventures? It's like, I don't want more adventures of them. That was kind of awesome.
But what, it's, Talking to the Winter Soldier, well, actually, now that they set it up, like, a little better with Black Widow, that, like, this lady's gonna be setting stuff up and whatever, now it kind of makes sense that John Walker's kind of, like, now he can fit into another project. And even Sharon Carter, I don't know where she's gonna go.
I wonder if they're all gonna have, like, a payoff in one big project or in multiple things, because they, even in WandaVision, they have Photon or whatever now. And they have White Vision just floating around somewhere. Like, they have a lot of, like, pieces everywhere now, but I just want to see how it all ties together.
Remember when the shows weren't supposed to impact the MCU that much?
Yeah, I don't know what he was talking about. He said that. Like, that was actually something he said. Like, I'm not.
It had to be, like, a joke or just, like,
it must have been.
Because, like, what?
Even after WandaVision, I was like, I think a couple things happened that, like.
Yeah, it's like there's, like, three new characters now, and then, like, fucking with Order, it's like, same thing. And now. The multiverse because of Loki, so it's like, well, I think this show probably broke the MCU more than anything ever.
It made, like, not, okay, Star Wars is way more toxic, but, like, after WandaVision, like, people were kind of toxic a little bit, and it was reminding me of that. Falcon Winter Soldier, people were just like, oh, this show's just meh, and, like, Loki made it fun to talk about again, because I remember I was at Universal, and I was just texting you the whole time about, like, the timekeepers, and it was, like, fun to theorize and not annoying, but, like WandaVision was, I don't know, I kind of like that.
Yeah, the show is, like, I think everyone agrees the show is good.
I know, I think everyone has it, that one. I don't know.
Wouldn't like this show. Theme track, just like the songs that they play in the show are so good, like the theme,
it's like Mandalorian level or better.
Better than what?
Man, I said it's like Mandalorian level,
like,
or better.
Literally, they play out. It's so good.
Falcon Winter Soldier even have a theme?
Not a recognizable one. I don't know.
That's good.
Action song.
It just seemed like they cared way more about this. Like, I don't know if it's because it had higher stakes, but it just seemed like there's more thought into each character and into the whole idea and, like, the intrigue and the pay. Like, it just seemed like it was so much more well planned because
everything was better. Know, just like plot, side characters, actual main characters.
It didn't feel like a movie either that they, like, sliced. Like, it felt like a continuation. Like, each one had a cliffhanger. And it, like, it felt like a TV show that I would watch, and I like that.
Yeah. It's great. Yeah, it was actually a TV show, not like a movie, just split. WandaVision is just like a big movie, kind of. I don't know. Just the fight scene. I'm so glad they didn't do a fight scene. It would have ruined it. And not ruined it, but it would have made it so much worse. Yeah.
I know. What's his name? Bremer and Cameron both came to me after the finale, and they were like, oh yeah, like, I wish there was more fighting than that one knife fight. And I was like, I like that there wasn't a fight
scene.
Yeah,
I'm so glad they didn't do a fight scene. But then they also in, like, episode 5, when old Loki, or classic Loki, that's his name.
Yeah.
So Loki can just, like, become Wanda, kind
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I don't understand his powers. Even, like, when he freezes that building.
Yeah,
like,
they all the different Lokis have different powers. It's so, like, confusing. They're
totally, I don't know if they nerfed him or they just decided, like, okay, this show we could really showcase his stuff. Like, I was kind of confused about that. He was so.
I guess they just, like, didn't. It's just because, like, Loki doesn't really know his actual true potential. Like, each one has, like, different abilities, kind of. Like, that dude was really good at projection, I guess. I don't know.
Maybe the entire Asgard.
And then Sylvie's good at what is it?
Oh, she, like, taps into their minds. Yeah. Enchantment.
Yeah, because she is enchantress, kind of.
Yeah.
I'm glad that they didn't, like, it's like, if people don't understand, like, this show perfectly showcased it, like, that they don't follow the comics exactly. Like, they did that in this show. Like, they had things from the comics. They're different. Like, Sylvie is a mix of Lady Loki and actual Sylvie, who's enchantress. Like, she's not, like, a exact copy from the comics. Kang was, like, it was like a mix of two characters again. Like,
he was a real dude. So it was like three people.
Mortis and Kang. Well, yeah. And then the one dude, or not the dude, like the big cloud.
Eliath.
Yeah, Eliath. Like, he's in the comics too. But yeah, I don't know.
You're inspired by, like, it was good.
That people don't understand. They don't follow comic storyline. Like, that would make it way too predictable. It's not Mephisto. He's not.
That's the issue with, like, this is off topic, but, like, Invincible. Like, that's why I don't want to know what happens in the comics.
Yeah, it kind of sucks. I feel like watching it as a comic book fan kind of sucks. You know exactly what's going to happen.
But I think, I don't know, people on social media seem pretty happy about it because I think they love the comics so much that they're happy to see it, like, adapted.
Yeah. I don't know. Invincible is so good, though, still.
Invincible is amazing. We've had some pretty good stuff. Like, since we watched Invincible and now this and.
Yeah, watch my animated shows. We're watching Spider-Man.
Bad Batch picks up. It's just kind of.
I gotta watch that.
No, it's kind of like, it's not horrible, but that's the issue. It's
every once in a while they'll have, like, a good episode, and then they won't.
Yeah, I just don't understand the purpose of it. Like, I don't really get, like, why they made the show. You know.
Yeah, just like, I don't know.
We'll talk about that after the show finishes.
They just didn't need that many episodes, I feel like.
Yeah, or just the show. Like, they better have some sort of reason, like, towards the end, or purpose for the show.
They're going to die. They have to die. It's like.
They must. Otherwise, they're just floating around.
And Crosshair is not even there. Whatever. We can talk about it.
Anyway.
Is, like, not exist in that show.
I, for Loki, I wonder, like, He's definitely on the best arc. Like, Wanda's was, she's just completely insane and evil and everyone hates her. Falcon was, like, I guess it was good he stepped up to the mantle. Bucky didn't really have an arc, except he told the Asian dude he killed his kid.
That's sad that Bucky didn't have an arc.
And then, yeah, that's why, like, having, like, them developing Loki so well, like, just made me look back. Like, it made me...
Like, everyone already loved Loki. It's like, they were pretty much, I think everyone agreed that he was, like, or, like, for a while, Loki was the best villain in everyone's eyes. Till like, Thanos, Killmonger, you know. But those are, like, really complex villains. I mean, Loki is, too. But, like, this show made him, like, even better. It's just good.
It's because, like, he's always been a side character. Like, because he's obviously the main villain in Avengers. But then the two Thor movies.
He's not even, like, he is the main villain in Avengers. But then, like, it's just, like, they're fighting an army. Like, that's the main fight. They're not fighting him.
And most of the time, they're just teaming up. Like, I know, he's always been sidelined. And it's, like, he's been the main, like, in Ragnarok. And then Infinity War, obviously, he died. And he had, like, a good moment at the beginning. But, like. Like, this show was, it was so cool to see him in the spotlight because, like, everyone loves him, but now he's, like, amazing.
Yeah. He's good. It was a good show. I'm glad.
But I just wonder in season two now, like, obviously they're going to do something to him because he can't just keep him the same character, but, like, I wonder if they're even going to give him, like, a major arc or just continue the series, like, the story now with the multiverse and all that.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's, like, almost completed his arc of, like I said from the beginning, it was, like, going to be. I don't even know what I said. It was, like, kind of wrong. It was kind of right. I think I said from, like, the first episode, it's going to be Loki realizing. No, yeah, I said something, like, wrong. Because, like, you don't really know where the show was going in the beginning. Like, it was, like, they had it in a completely different direction than I thought, if I'm being honest. So.
Which was, but it turned out being good, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
But the only problem, I guess, this poses is, like, I thought about this when watching, like, Black Widow. Like, after, like, Loki, and I was like, oh, like, everything just seems so small scale now. Like, after, I mean, obviously, like, watching Endgame, looking back at Iron Man, I was like, oh, wow, that was, like, so tiny compared to this. But, like, now, especially, if you have something like, I know Shang-Chi is going to be good, but, like, look at that compared to the multiverse expanding and breaking and, like, Spider-Man.
It's like, they just have to continually top themselves. Like, after Endgame, everyone is like, what are they going to do? And, like, I feel like they actually succeeded in beating it. But, like, I have no idea what they're going to do in, like, Phase 5 or whatever. Like, I guess, what's his name?
Galactus.
Oh, yeah, Galactus. But, like, what? They're all just, like, trying to conquer worlds. Like, Galactus, Dormammu, Kang, Thanos. They're all, like, they have all the same goals. But it's fine because they're, like, different villains. Like, they're doing it well where, like, they have personalities.
As long as they write Kang, because Thanos was, like, so well written. It was amazing. That's what made him so good. Like, he's the best villain. Like, top five all time, I would say. But
yeah.
Kang, like, I like that they showcased, like, the one you said, like, the borderline crazy one who's, like, super goofy almost, and, like, insane. But then, because now when we see the real Kang, he's going to be, like, whatever.
Yeah. I think Jonathan Majors was, like, a good choice.
I think hopefully.
He seems like a good actor. I feel like he's going to portray Kang right. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm excited.
But the good thing I saw is that, like, we had Thanos at the end of Avengers, like, teased barely. Age of Ultron, he puts on the gauntlet. And, like, I don't know, in Guardians, he, like, talks for, like, a minute and a half. But they, like, Infinity War is pretty much his introduction and his, like, story. But, like, the fact that we're getting Kang, like, in that, like, third, fourth project in the MCU, pretty ridiculous. Like, that shows that they're going to, like, I hope they would write him well and that he appears, like, throughout until, like, the big build-up movie or whatever. But,
yeah,
I, like,
yeah, like, Thanos is set up from the beginning of the MCU, pretty much. Yeah, so it's, like, people, yeah, I don't know. We'll see. I feel like they gave him a little bit of time because, like, he's supposed to be main villain in Ant-Man, which is so weird. Because
that's interesting. Yeah, that's kind of weird, isn't it? Like, you think it would be Doctor Strange or something.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Ant-Man's just, like, such a low scale. I don't know. Like, I like Ant-Man. It's, like, a really good character. It's just, like, he's not, like, top villain or, like, top.
Type of villain.
Yeah.
I am for Spider-Man, like, if they do Spider-Verse, I just hope they, like, stick with Tom Holland Spider-Man as the main character. Like, I don't want deep characterization of, like, Andrew. Like, if they bring over characters and stuff, unless it's, like, a solo movie, like, if they bring the X-Men or whatever, like, they should still focus on their main people. I don't want to just focus the shift away, kind of. I don't
know. I just feel like so much is going to happen in that movie. Like, not everything people want is going to happen. No way. Like,
no. They would never. I mean, they will never live up to their expectations.
You just need to see a trailer. You get, like, the general. Everyone's like, well, it's supposed to be, like, about him on the run. but like we I don't
Nah, yeah, I
no.
don't know. Like, okay, if you laid out, like, I would be satisfied either way at this
Yeah.
point, but like a movie about like the, because the first two have just been about mostly him. Like, I know Iron Man was like the driving factor, but like he's the main character, and like the third and final chapter still being only about him wouldn't be the worst thing in the world, and him on the run dealing with that. I don't know. So I just hope the other Spider-Men don't kind of jump on his moment.
Yeah.
Because we've seen in Spider-Man 3 and Amazing Spider-Man 2, when they throw in too many characters, like it just ruined, like, I don't know.
People still think Amazing Spider-Man 2 is good. I don't, it's like
They're
one of the worst
cool.
movies I've ever seen, like ever.
Yeah. It's not even like, it's like boring. Like the pacing is horrible. Like it's,
Not even funny bad.
yeah. Well, sometimes.
Yeah, but still.
Like when Gwen just.
The only movie I can think of is worse that like recent is like Wonder Woman 84. That
Still haven't.
movie is ridiculously
I
bad.
heard it was boring, like, which is
Just
like,
like I don't know how they wrote that movie and was like, yeah, let's like produce this and like let's finalize this.
it's so, that movie sounds so weird too, because like it's not, it just sounds like another type of like movie that Wonder Woman was placed in, because the whole one, the first one, is about like the Amazons and the like war and stuff, and they shift the 80s and like the Wishing Stone in Washington DC. Like it just seems like they threw Wonder Woman into this random story they had.
Yeah, it's so weird. It's like the movie is like strange. I don't know how else to describe it. You
DC
gotta watch
is
it.
struggling.
Huh? I don't know.
I said DC's struggling. Like the
Yeah,
MCU is kind
they're
of.
not
DC is,
doing good
yeah.
over there. They had to like do really well with this Suicide Squad movie, or they're kind of screwed.
The issue though is like the best thing that happened is the Snyder Cut, and that's not even canon. Like, I don't know.
I mean, is Suicide Squad either? No one knows. I don't know what's happening with the DCEU anymore. Like, what is part of it and what isn't?
Dude, well, they described Suicide Squad 2 as a soft reboot,
Yeah,
so
like, what does that mean?
they're rebooting, but also it's a sequel, kind of.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, if James Gunn was not directing that movie, like everybody would be just tearing it apart before it even came out. Like
Yeah.
they're so lucky they got him.
Yeah. I'm sad though, but because Guardians 3,
I
but.
know.
And then Guardians Christmas special. I don't even know what that means.
The holiday special.
Yeah, like what? We'll see.
Well, I mean, look, this definitely, Loki definitely shifts the like focus of spec, like after WandaVision, Falcon Winter Soldier, all that was like, oh, I wonder where these characters will be. Now this is just like, how's the MCU gonna be? So exciting.
And then I saw there's supposed to be like this like hero. I think he's part of the new Avengers. It's like Kang. It's like one of Kang's variants.
Yeah, he's like a young event.
Yeah, and he realizes like what like Kang did and he like becomes a good guy. I don't even know what he does, but it's just Kang.
And I also wonder if What If is going to be like canon,
Multiverse side or
like
like
in base off this.
yeah, because I mean technically it's like it, that does
The multi,
happen. Like with like a
yeah.
theory of a multiverse, like everything that can happen does in some
Yeah,
universe.
so it's infinite reality.
Yeah.
So, I wonder if that'll actually have effect.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm
But I
excited
mean,
for that
it
just
makes
because I
sense
don't know if
with
it.
the multiverse. So, MCU's, yeah, we're, I think it's going in a good direction just because of Loki. Everything else can go just like not be part of Phase 4. Maybe I don't care, but Loki is amazing.
I mean, going forward, I'm excited for Shang-Chi, Spider-Man. Eternals, I still have no hope for. I don't know what that is.
People think that the reason they were like called was because of the multiverse,
Maybe.
because
The only
it was like
thing.
there was like one line in the trailer where they're like, "We haven't needed to interfere until now." It's like, why would they not interfere with Thanos? But like, multiverse break is probably more important, I guess. I don't know.
That's the weird thing. Danny told me that, like, I guess this, I don't know. I think this was supposed to be hinted in the trailers that, like, they've been, like, looking like people and living amongst people for, like, thousands of years.
Yeah.
And they just, like, I don't know why they wouldn't intervene at all. Like, they're just like, oh, that's all right. Everyone got snapped away. We're just not going to do anything.
Maybe because they like knew. Maybe
That was
they
working
know the
on the
tone
flu.
of like TVA. I don't know. They were like, oh, we know that they're gonna bring them back. Oh, and then there was that, you remember that theory where people thought they saw Peggy in the TVA?
TVA, actually,
That didn't happen.
No, did you see the thing they're supposed to have Rocket? Or you might have sent me that, but
Really?
just, yeah, Rocket was supposed to be in the TVA, but like just as a cameo.
It makes sense for Peggy, but also it's like Cap should also be there.
I know.
But like I guess that's also
It wasn't.
part of like what was supposed to happen. Like I guess he was supposed to go back in time to like stay. I don't know. I don't know how that works, but it does.
That's the only weird thing about it being written perfectly up until this point is like it makes not it doesn't make the stakes seem lower, but it's like, oh, like there's nothing surprising because it was also just supposed to go that way anyway. Like if they went differently, it wouldn't, I don't know.
Yeah,
It's kind of
yeah.
weird. That idea of it.
It's weird. But like I don't know, because it's okay. This is I just watched Doctor Strange, and they talk about a multiverse in that movie.
Yeah.
Like the Ancient One, like see, like they set up like it there is a multiverse, like the way she talks about it, but like there isn't one. But then also in Endgame or no, Infinity War, Doctor Strange is like there's like 14 million, whatever. Those possibilities, are those not like different universes? Like that's how I always imagined it, and then they like said no. I
I
don't
didn't
know.
know if, I didn't know if it was just different like scenarios that could have happened, or if it like
Yeah.
literally is the multiverse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, different scenarios are a multiverse. Like
I
that's like.
know. And if those ones don't work, then wouldn't they be reset by the TV? Like, I don't know. Like,
Yeah. Exactly. I guess that's what happened.
just think what I was supposed to overthink it because it could just seem
And now the way they explained, because like when they said that sacred timeline or like the timelines were like fighting for superiority, I had no idea what that meant, but now it actually makes sense the way that or Immortus explained it, that it was like they wanted to win like the war. I don't know, but yeah, makes sense. I don't know. I feel like they answered all the questions that people had pretty much.
I just like wonder like after the next couple Avengers movies come out and like we have all these new like cosmic characters in the multiversal war, like is Endgame gonna seem small scale? Like is Iron Man and Cap gonna feel like a thing of the past? Because now they're not carrying over at all of the multiverse. Like they happened before that, so
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
like I wonder if what go besides nostalgia, like well going back and watching Captain America and the Winter Soldier, like will that be as satisfying? Like is
I know. Yeah, like how far can the MCU go until like it just gets to a point where it's like, what is even happening
Yeah,
anymore?
you would feel, I mean, this feels like, I feel like phases 4 through 6 could be like the end. Like you want to end it while it's still on a high note. And like, I don't know if you could get like bigger scale than multiverse without it being too grand and confusing and messy.
Sad, but I mean, all good things come to an
Up Star Wars, they just drop random things.
Star Wars is, I don't know what's happening over there.
These well thought things just make me so mad at oh, we got to do a sequels podcast still.
Do we?
No, I'm so mad. Cause I like 2 out of 3 of them still. I've been told by so many people that The Last Jedi isn't good, but like I still don't think it's horrible. Like
It's like a movie.
it's just it. I agree that
Happens, like why did they happen? With like whatever.
that movie is what went wrong though. Like if they made a sequel that was more like Force Awakens, everyone would have been happy. Like it's just so weird.
If they planned it.
No, just improvise. I don't know what they were doing. That's why, just like Kevin Feige plan, literally, it seems like the next 12 years of Marvel
I
feels
know.
like they've announced projects for so
Like
many years.
DC, there's no way DC plans their movies.
No, they most definitely don't. They don't know what they're doing.
Like make things.
Because they literally shifted, like the Snyder Cut happening, like they literally shifted the entire thing because they had to rewrite it all and like they took out Darkseid completely and like there's no way they're planning if they did that. It's so weird.
So bad. Those movies are terrible. Give me more Dark Knight and Joker.
Desert.
Good Joker. I don't want bad Joker.
No, Ethan likes Joaquin.
Yeah, but that's not even who we get, so we don't get Joaquin Phoenix. We get Jared Leto. I still don't know if his Joker's good because he's just got no screen time whatsoever for
Literally
Joker.
hasn't had like a role, so
Okay.
MCU is king. Okay. Wrap it up.
Well, a lot to unpack that show. Overall consensus. Good show. Best project of Phase 4. Excited to see where things go. That's pretty much it.
Excited for season 2. Like I'm happy they did that. So
Yeah, made a lot of sense too. Like I figured it was like when they ended, I was like, oh, they're just gonna like pick it up in another movie. But like,
I would have been okay with that too.
It would have been making more sense for a season two. So, okay, that was it, I think. If you like the podcast, subscribe and like the video, comment for what we should do next. Go follow our TikTok and Instagram at podcast_time_times.
I'll post on maybe, hopefully.
Yes, hopefully. So we're definitely okay. I feel like we have to have a guest next episode, or I guess we had one for Invincible. We should have a guest. We should have Danny. We're gonna do a sequel and Thomas. We're having both. If you're listening again, we're doing that. Thomas and Danny, you guys aren't listening. There's no way, but it's fine.
Danny said he doesn't want to debate Thomas because he said there's no point.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure Thomas feels the same way. So. Well, Thomas wants to, but also there's no point. They're not going to change opinions. That's not a debate. It's just yelling at why the other one's wrong.
That'd be so fun.
We don't even have to say anything. We can sit.
I just feel like, okay, go.
Danny already talked so much, and now he has like someone to fight. It'll be great. Okay. Yeah. It's going to be it for our Loki podcast. We are excited for the MCU.
Yeah. And we will try to, like, I think it, I don't know. As long as we, like, upload a couple days after release, I think it'll be easier to keep a schedule. We just got to find a time, like, within 3 days of release, because then we won't keep putting it off.
Yeah. You got to watch Fast and Furious movies. We can just do, like, a Fast and Furious podcast. Just, like, there's no way I'm doing 9 podcasts for each movie. A 10, I guess, counting Hobbs and Shaw. There's so many.
Gosh, I don't even know how they did that.
I don't remember the beginning ones. It's been so long. I got to rewatch them. I'll rewatch them with you. And Twilight. Okay. We're going to end it, team. Bye. Thank you for watching. Twilight. No. Okay. Say bye. Say bye. Say bye.
We could group watch it if you want. It's on Netflix now.
Okay, maybe.
I saw it like last week.
Hey, say bye.
Bye.